Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We didn't know about a World Wide Web. Was a whole different game being played. That's when I was a kid. Wanna get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Craig Heinzman standing in for the one and the only Andrew McKay, who is not with us this week. Like I said, my name is Craig. I am the community engagement pastor over at Marcus Point Baptist Church. I've been doing that for a number of years here in Pensacola. A Pensacola boy, though I was born in Panama City. I moved over here when I was 14, graduated from Woodham, PSC, University of West Florida, and I have lived here ever since. Love this community, love being a part of it, and love being a part of News Radio 1620. I have been able to be here. You might hear me on the wrap on occasion. So when asked if I wanted to step in and talk about some news, I said absolutely. So we're going to have a number of guests today that we're looking forward to. But I always want a slow news day. I'd prefer to have that. So you have one or two things to talk about. Last time I hosted, it was the day after the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. I was like, well, wasn't really going to talk about much in the world of politics, but really don't have a choice now, do I? And today is not unlike that day when you look at the news. I don't know that there's a news cycle that we go through in the national news cycle that does not have something going on that you're like, wait, what? Huh? How'd that? So if you're obviously following anything with the Ukraine war, what's going on there, Trump has had conversations with Putin. He has talked about ending that war. Now, I will say this. Our Mark Fogle came home yesterday or day before yesterday, very excited, always excited to see detainees, American detainees, especially those detained, what we believe unlawfully, for political reasons, come home. We were supposed to have one come home yesterday. I wasn't sure about that, but to see him finally home after 3 years of stalling, we had some folks come home. Obviously, Brittany Griner, the most famously talked about during the Biden administration, but to not bring home this teacher was, I think, an incredible fail on the Biden administration to see Fogle back. And I think that kind of began the talks with Russia about, okay, how do we end this war in Ukraine? And the biggest news, obviously, is that everyone's saying it's not going back to where it was. It's not, you're not going to get everything that you wanted in 2014. And I don't know. I look at it and I say, how could you have expected to go back to 2014? I don't know that any of us expect to go back to 2014 in any capacity. Personally, I wish I could go back to my 2014 body. That'd be great. Unfortunately, my metabolism has a completely different. Getting older is fun. I'm tipping 50 now, and as you get to that age, you start realizing things don't work like they used to anymore. It's not the same. So, yeah, I'd love to go back to my 10 years ago body, and that's just not feasible. So I think we have to start looking at politics, the world in general, through some, not rose-colored, but real-colored glasses to end this war, to get out and to help people, to stop the bloodshed. There's going to have to be a compromise. There's going to have to be something that we do to come to an agreement. And when you compromise, both sides should give up something. Both sides should not get what they want. To expect Russia to say, okay, never mind, we're going to just back out after losing troops, after losing, and I think Russia was wrong. I think Russia was wrong in the 30 years ago in the 90s in the Baltic states. I think we understand that. We knew that then. We did not recognize the sovereign territory that Russia expected us to recognize back then. We won't, I assume, recognize the sovereign territory, or at least, you know, say that this time. It'll kind of be an uncontested territory. And eventually, I believe, Ukraine gets into NATO, and this becomes a moot point because Russia is not going to want to handle it. But we have to, instead of grabbing our pitchforks and saying it's all or nothing, we have to start learning that we're going to have compromise. And part of that's going to be we're not going back to 2014 border disputes. We're going to have to move forward, find out a solution that works for everybody. And that is just one of many things happening in our community right now, or affecting us as a community. There's a number of other things. One of the things we want to get into is the Board of Trustees meeting for University of West Florida that's happening today at 9 o'clock. A lot of controversy has been stirred up around that because of the people that are not only on the board, but what they've said. We're going to talk through that. But first, we're going to get to traffic on the fives.
Well, that starts in the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh,
so
it does.
You're
so
lucky.
There's no traffic.
No.
Well, it probably isn't any traffic anyway, because, you know, look at that. I drove in without any issues. So,
but I'm proud of you for remembering. I really am. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, we try. You know, this is one thing I don't want to do is miss traffic on the fives, because that's a lot of pressure going on. So when we start talking through politics, we start talking through the way things are getting done. One of the wonderful moments that we're getting, these key moments, came from Katie Britt yesterday, talking through Elon Musk and all of the stuff going on with Doge. And if most of us have somebody that we know that is being affected by what's going on with the cost cutting at the government level. But we also can almost all agree something's got to stop. We are at a place now where we are spending far more money than we're taking in. Consensus is there's government waste and abuse. The problem is, what is that government waste? What is that government abuse? And go back to things like we're talking about with the Ukraine-Russia war. We want the war to end. Everybody wants the war to end. The question is, how does it end? Well, same thing with the budget. Same thing with how we spend money when it comes to our tax dollars. We want it to be done responsibly, but once you start pulling at the purse strings of people, they start throwing up some shade. And that was happening. But I think a mic drop moment happened in the meetings yesterday. Elizabeth Warren started calling Elon Musk the co-president, and Katie Britt had an incredible response to that, saying, where was this co-president stuff coming out of you guys' mouth when Joe Biden was asleep and Jill was running the country, or Jake Tapper was running the country? And I think she said something to the effect of, most of the meaningful decisions in the nation were made during President Biden's nap time. And I was like, whoa, that was a pretty steep dig. But we do have to understand that there are going to be pauses, cuts, programs that are no longer available, things that are happening. We're looking at the VA was talking about struggling now with the buyout of employees. There might be two or three that end up taking that. And if two or three take that, that means the VA here is going to suffer not having enough people, longer wait times. And we already know that the VA in the Pensacola area is in desperate need of repair. And my hope is, if we clear the way and we get out some of this government waste and this side of things, then we can come in and actually make a difference where it needs to be made. The Pensacola veteran community absolutely should have VA care, high quality VA care here in our community. They shouldn't have to drive to New Orleans to get that care. But here we are. And we will say, oh, we don't have the money for it. We don't have the money for it. There's not the money in the budget for it. Well, let's find the money. And we're going to do that through cutting some of these wasteful expenditures. We're going to do that through getting rid of programs that aren't helping. That might include stuff in USAID. That may include stuff in the Department of Education. That may include stuff in the military. And I get it. We're talking about a rich businessman. I think that's kind of the first thing people go to. Well, a billionaire's making all the decisions. Well, it's also a billionaire who's been very, very creative. It's a billionaire who's been, who wasn't necessarily born into all of that, but he has created a number of truly innovative things. And sometimes perspective is, outside perspective is necessary. We're going to definitely talk through that here after the news break, because we're going to talk about the new board of trustees, the meeting that's happening for University of West Florida. That's a huge issue. It's a huge topic for us locally, because we are going to be living with the decisions that they make here in a little bit of time. And we have outside perspective coming into that. I believe that's a good thing. But we also have to understand that we need to understand the culture of the university. Those of us that are alumni, those of us that have children that go there. My daughter's currently a student at the University of West Florida. It's nice to have outside perspective. It's necessary to have outside perspective. But we also need to know that the heart and the soul of, in this case, the university, but also the heart and soul of our country, is not going to change just because we're making some cuts, and we're having to make some deep cuts. And that is the job. The job is, we have got to get rid of wasteful spending, and DOGE is going to come in and do that. Whether we talk about the ethical constraints behind that, is it legal? Those things need to be played out, obviously. And we need to continue to have these conversations. But at the end of the day, guys, we have got to make some changes. We cannot keep going in the direction that we're going. And that is part of Elon Musk's job. We sometimes stop progress because we cannot suffer the setback that progress requires. And this, I think, part of what we're seeing throughout much of what Trump's done in these front days, he's trying to make progress, albeit, you know, Miley Cyrus style with that wrecking ball. There's definitely, I feel like every time he walks up to the podium, there needs to be that song playing in the background, because there is something to be said for strategically, surgically removing things. But any of you that's been in a hurricane, has been around and seen damage and destruction like we have, you understand that going into a house after a hurricane, after it's been weakened, after it's been structurally unsafe, you're not going to do little repair here, little repair there. You're going to have to tear it down and start new. That's the reality. So that's where we're at. Make sure that we're good on time. I'm trying to breathe. Oh, okay.
Let's go to a quick commercial break.
Perfect.
And we'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, now that everybody's paid, that's a good thing. Forgive me, guys. We're working through it. Like I said, I'm the community pastor. I'm great at about 45 minutes on a message and then sit down and let somebody else talk. No, it's good. Just an absolute pleasure to be here. My name is Craig Heinzman, the community pastor at Marcus Point Baptist Church, filling in for Andrew McKay this morning, who is on vacation or sick or doing great things. I have no idea what he's doing, but he's not here. So, like I said, we were talking through some of the problems that we're seeing in with Doge and with the covering of the taking away of money in institutions and the wrecking ball approach. We do have to look through and see that these are truly major issues, and there are big problems with our government and how it spends its money right now. We understand that, and so you've got a president who said, "I was elected in this mandate," they'll say, "to come in and fix it," and so the idea is, I'm going to tear it to the ground first, then I'm going to fix it. Well, tearing stuff down, super simple. Building things back up, super difficult. We have to be very cautious, I think, in how we deal with this government dismantling, how we deal with the cutting of funding, how we deal with immigration. When we talk about these subjects, these large-scale subjects that do affect, even though they're not local, they do affect all of us. And we have to see that there are going to be hard choices that are being made. There are going to be tough choices that we have to do in order to make the difference. And so Donald Trump says, "I'm up to making those tough choices." Elon Musk says, "I'm up to making those tough choices." I'm up to just looking at the books and saying, yep, this is not okay, this is not okay, this is not okay. And I'm not going to talk about the emotion behind it. I'm not going to talk about the people behind it. I'm not going to look at the actual humanity behind it. I'm just going to look at the issue. And there's great, you can get a lot done when you don't look at the humanity behind it. You can get a lot done when it's just an issue. When immigration is just an issue, it's very easy to have a stance on it. We could say absolutely everyone who is here in the country illegally should go home. Okay, well, what about the person that has been trying to get here legally, got their money taken by a lawyer that said they were going to file the paperwork, didn't file the paperwork, and now that status has run out? That's contributing member of society. That's okay. So now we have nuance. We've got things that are a little bit different, and we have to remember that behind every issue is a person. Behind every single issue that happens in this country, there is a person. I'm not saying that we ignore the issue because of the person. I think that's kind of been the governing modus operandi, is that we're just going to care about the person and at all costs, the person is the most important thing, to the detriment sometimes of what we're doing. But we also can't just say, okay, well, we're completely finished with the person. I believe some of the steps they're taking, I think the buyouts certainly is an intelligent way to cut costs very quickly. You're giving people that an option to leave. You're giving people the option to step away and a package to do so. And that immediately starts to cut cost. Full-scale shutting down of USAID, there probably needs to be an overhaul there. Is there a different way to do it? Most likely. There's probably a better way to do it. Going back to the Russia and Ukraine. There's ways to make this happen without giving too many concessions over to Russia. There are ways to make this happen that we can end the bloodshed. And there, we have to understand this is a war that does not have an end in sight anytime soon. This is a war that we are not going to see an actual solution for anytime soon unless we make some concessions, unless we decide to meet in the middle and say, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to run it. And we have to, as a country, be willing to hold to start taking on some of the responsibility, start taking the hits. We understand this is going to hurt, and we're going to have to make it happen. Let's get out to the news. We'll get back here at Good Morning Pensacola.
Chris Foster. There was pushback at a NATO defense meeting in Brussels, Belgium, against the Trump administration starting negotiations with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. The British prime minister says there can be no negotiation without Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth calls President Trump the best negotiator on the planet.
Bringing two sides together to find a negotiated peace.
He says Russia should be able to keep some of the territory it seized since 2014. The Justice Department is suing New York State.
The U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi citing New York's green light laws that allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, but prevent some federal agencies from accessing that information. New York's governor responding, quote, "We expect Pam Bondi's worthless publicity-driven lawsuit to be a total failure, just like all the others."
Fox Chanley Painter Governor Hochul says federal officials can access those DMV records with a warrant. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Century is getting a former mayor back. The special election for the town now is less than 2 months away. Qualifying ended yesterday. Residents will be voting for a town council seat and mayor, but only one person qualified to run for mayor. That's former mayor Ben Boutwell.
I've stepped out for over a year, and so I got to get with the administration that's in there now and do a transition time with them, and I'm excited about that.
Boutwell says he plans to focus on infrastructure and bringing jobs to the community. Boutwell was voted in as mayor previously in 2020, but resigned in 2023. Three candidates qualified in the race for the town council seat. That was John Bass, Catherine Fleming, and Sparky Harrison. The two candidates that get the highest number of votes in the primary in March will then appear on the general ballot. The general election is being held in April. Well, the governor wants to protect the right to vote. Governor Ron DeSantis announced the Boater Freedom Initiative yesterday. That would prevent local bans on vessels based on fuel type. It would also repeal the FWC's authority to conduct random vessel safety inspections without probable cause. The initiative also directs the FWC to create a 5-year safety inspection decal program linked to vessel registration. The governor says the Boater Freedom Initiative ensures being the free state of Florida extends into the waterways. President Trump will be able to move forward with the lawsuit he filed against those who award the Pulitzer Prize. Trump sued the Pulitzer Prize board members for defamation in 2022 in Okeechobee County. This was after they refused to take back a prize they awarded in 2018 to news outlets that reported that Russia had interfered in the 2016 election. The board wants the suit dismissed against 19 members that don't live in Florida. Yesterday, though, a Florida appeals court upheld an earlier ruling and allowed that lawsuit to proceed. It's 533, News Radio 92.3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing some lingering showers through those early morning hours, 40% chance of rain. High today near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. For your Valentine's Day, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high near 65. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 61 degrees. As we go into Saturday, showers and thunderstorms will be moving in late into the evening and into those overnight hours. High on Saturday afternoon near 72 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we've got 67 degrees across the area right now. Your next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Fabric and crafts retailer Joann said it will close another 500 stores nationwide after declaring bankruptcy in March of 2024 and then again in January. In a court filing, lawyers for Joann said stores would need to be closed to cut costs. U.S. Steel is praising President Trump's 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to boost the industry, even as experts warn of downstream harms from the tactic. In a statement, the company said, quote, tariffs paired with innovative technology and investment will have U.S. Steel poised to lead a new golden age of American steelmaking. Spirit Airlines has again rejected a third takeover bid from budget rival Frontier, saying it would focus on its own plan to reemerge from bankruptcy and stabilize its finances. The offer this week, like the last bid, offers Spirit shareholders $400 million in debt and a 19% stake in Frontier Group Holdings. Futures are slightly higher ahead of today's inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at pensacolasymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Authorities are responding to a storm damage incident in Escambia County. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene.
At any time.
We do know that debris was lost into the air. There are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
At any time.
The National Weather Service in Mobile confirmed this morning a tornado did hit the area.
When you need to know. Marconi Award winner, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The youth pastor comes out with this song. And it makes no sense, right? Because you would think Roxanne, probably not a youth pastor song. But there's a great game that you can play along with this song for student ministry. For those of you who have not been student pastors, all the games you enjoy so much on Jimmy Fallon and there's a youth pastor behind the scenes making all that happen, because there's not been a game he's played with a celebrity that I was like, I haven't played that. I played that game as a youth pastor 20 years ago. These are classic. So here's the game for Roxanne. The game for Roxanne is you eat a cracker every time he says put on the red light.
You do?
Yeah, it's just that's the whole game.
Just eat a cracker.
The whole game is you eat one cracker, give him a pack of saltines and say eat one cracker whenever he says put on the red light. So at the very beginning, super simple games. This is easy. But then that chorus kicks in.
Right.
And you're just shoving crackers in your mouth. Now we can't probably do that anymore. I'm sure some kid had a gluten reaction, and now all of a sudden that's an illegal cracker allergy, and now we cannot do that in student ministry anymore. But yeah, for those of you who want to try it at home, that could be your next viral video. Now games or families playing games. It's a way to make $1,000. Go ahead and try that one. Crackers and Roxanne. My name is Craig Heinzman. You are here, News Radio 1620, sending in for Andrew McKay and with Pensacola Morning News. We are just glad to be here. We are talking through a number of news-making issues that we have seen. Obviously, the Ukraine war and the statements made by both Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump on the Ukrainian war and the borders not being the same as they were in 2014. A significant shift in American policy, but that is something I think we have to say, okay, there's reality there that we're going to have to face. Same thing with Doge and Elon Musk. We had someone text us in at 437-1620, and they said, here's an easy solution for the VA to get rid of it. Use the money that we're spending for the VA invested. Use more money for free health care for our veterans and first responders. Our veterans and first responders who put their lives online for the country deserve to see any doctor that they wish. And there's a lot to be said for that. I think the VA system, anytime you get government involved in a system, the system gets way more complicated, incredibly more complicated. When you can say, hey, we're going to let you see the doctor of your choice, we're going to let you have the quality health care that you need, and you don't have to travel out of state to do that, that would be a huge benefit to us. We also talked a bit about what that means for removing money, how you have to tear something down completely. And I was noticing Elon Musk again said on a call earlier today that we need to delete entire agencies from the United States government. That in order to root out the rot, he says, I think we need to delete entire agencies as opposed to leave a lot of them behind, Musk said. If we don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back. And there, I 100% agree with that. I believe there are definitely things that when we get rid of it in our lives, when we get rid of it not only in our personal lives, but when we get rid of it in our budgets and our finances, they're just going to be sucks on our income. They're going to be sucks on our capital. And I truly believe that's happened in our government. We've got a lot of pet projects that different legislators have said, we really want this in, or we've called in friends, we've established these things, and we can say now, hey, we're going to get rid of some of these programs, we're going to clear the way, and it is a new day, and we're going to create new... I just saw the text come in. I'm going to have to read it.
I was wondering
I just saw that one. So we're talking about the Roxanne game
This is the non-church version of this game. There is a game that says, I played the game of Roxanne before, but we used tequila instead of crackers. That was definitely a Methodist. That was certainly not a Baptist. No. It's just... That would be a game. Boy, I tell you, you'd have to have a quick pour to make that game work. That's a game. No, but the key piece is, guys, is we're starting to look at news and the way news comes in every single day. We have to steady ourselves and say, at the end of the day, we're going to be okay. At the end of the day, we're going to be okay. It's not going, for some of us, it's not going the way that you wanted it to go. For many years, it wasn't going the way the other half of America wanted it to go. We didn't completely fall into apocalypse then. We aren't going to fall into apocalypse now. It's a different way of doing things. We have to try to find a happy medium, and we have got to fix some of these issues in our country. It absolutely must be done. The method by which we do that is going to be important. Now, let's bring that concept locally to the Pensacola Bay Center, which is, of course, a big issue this week because we have Pensacon happening at the Pensacola Bay Center. If you've never been to Pensacon, I'm just going to go tell you need to go. You don't even have to go because you really want to, you know, meet somebody. I got to say that this year, there's not anybody that I absolutely have to meet. There have been people in the past that I was like, man, I've got to meet so-and-so. We were talking, there was just the 40-year reunion in New Orleans for the Back to the Future cast. I almost went. I almost spent a ton of money I did not have. Going back to, you know, fiscal responsibility, I said no. A friend of mine at the church was like, hey, the entire cast for Back to the Future is going to be at New Orleans. You want to go with me? I was like, oh, yeah, but how much is it going to cost to meet him? It was going to be over $1,000 to get a picture with all of them. And I was like, ugh.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. Yeah, to get a photo and to autographs and everything else. I mean, by the time it was a lot. It was not cheap to meet that cast. But again, you're talking about Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson. You know, Biff was there. Everyone was there. Even Principal Skinner was there. Everyone, Principal Skinner. That's Simpsons. Anyway, it might have been the same guy. I can't remember. It's a long time ago. But so if you have never been to Pensacon, you need to go. Pensacon is uniquely Pensacola and just awesome. If you don't go to the actual event, just go downtown and watch. Just, you know, grab a coffee at Fosco's and watch the people come by.
Just sit down and just watch them.
It's just watch them. It's great. The fact that people, the creativity of some of these people is astronomical. These cosplayers that can create these costumes is incredible. But there's definitely some unique individuals in Pensacola this weekend, and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's great. But the Bay Center, which is close to my heart because I have an event that we do every year, the Bay Center, Sportsman's Night Out. It's a large outreach that we do for the hunting and fishing community. It's going to be September 11th this year. It's going to be September 11th. Normally it's in August. It's going to be in September because there's going to be a lot of construction going on there. There's been money given to the Bay Center for this a revamp of the Bay Center to some degree. It's not a huge revamp. We think that a great deal of money, you know, when millions of dollars are given to a building here in town, you're like, oh, well, you expect a, you know, brand new building. Well, that's not how it works. That is a very, very expensive building. And like we talked about, $30 million, which has come to them, that's not going to fix a ton, especially when you talk about infrastructure. When you talk about having to retrofit and try to figure out how to make things work, going back into what we talked about with Elon Musk, sometimes the whole structure has to be torn down and rebuilt so that you can create something better in its place. That is true. But that's the conversation we're having now with the Bay Center. And DC Reeves says, we want in. He says, we want in. If it's going to be located in the city, it's one of the weirder issues in Pensacola. It is a county-owned building in city limits, and city has no jurisdiction over the building, but it sits right in the middle of the city. And I think that's a fair thing for DC Reeves to say. I think it's absolutely a fair thing for him to say. We need to have some say in this building. So we're going to take a break, go to some commercials, and we'll get back to Pensacola Morning News.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
At Pensacola Morning News, this is Craig Heisman filling in for Andrew McKay. We were talking about the need to see something happen at the Bay Center. And, of course, like I said, D.C. Reeves says the city needs to be a part of that discussion. I look at the Bay Center, drive by. It's definitely has its limitations. Being in the Bay Center has its limitations. The guys that run the Bay Center will tell you it's got its limitations, and they definitely need more funding. I like some of the ideas that they've got coming, some of the changes that are being made, but it is not big enough. There has been a call to kind of look at the whole structure. That's the Tech Park, the Bay Center, and the Pensacola Grand Hotel, and figure out a way that we can create a convention center, much like Mobile has or some of these other places. And we need that. There's, if you're trying to get large seating for more than 200 or even higher than that in this town, you're not going to find it. It's very difficult to find. We offer that to a lot of people. Our church offers its facilities free of charge to nonprofits, and we do that simply because it is hard. It's hard to find places for people to meet, and having a expanded footprint down there for the Bay Center not only is going to help events like Pensacon, it's going to help, I think, a lot of us. So as citizens, we have to start looking into what's going on in our community and start speaking out to our county commissioners and to our city council reps and saying, hey, we need to do something about the Bay Center. I think that's certainly in the plans and in the works. And I do hope that the city has a seat at the table. We've got a few things to talk about as well. One of them being that Winn-Dixie's not gone. Winn-Dixie is not gone. You just when we thought it was all said and done, apparently Southeast Grocers Group has bought back Winn-Dixie's. So if it's not been started to change over to an Aldi here in Pensacola, it's probably not going to become an Aldi. It will stay a Winn-Dixie, and it will be stay a Winn-Dixie as we know it versus an Aldified Winn-Dixie. I was very excited about the Aldi that's happening in Nine Mile Road because I'm an Aldi fan, but I'm also a Winn-Dixie fan. So I was, you know, a little bit of both. But that happened earlier this week. So those of you that love your Highway 29 Winn-Dixie, and you're going to get to keep it, it's going to happen. Some good news there. And then another piece of good news as the school day gets started, Tate High School, the Aggies JV cheerleaders. Now, Tate's a you asked earlier if I went to Tate. I did not. My wife was a graduate of Tate. My father-in-law, my mother-in-law, they were graduates of Tate. My daughter's a graduate of Tate. My son is currently a student at Tate, so it's a big, you know, it's a big part of my life. But the JV cheerleaders just placed eighth in the nation in cheer. So congratulations to them. That's an awesome job. That is big. I mean,
that is huge in the nation.
I really like it when we can get recognized for who we are in this world. And another recognition that just came in by USA Today, I believe it was, the Pearl and Horn was one of the best new restaurants in America. I've not eaten there yet, but I'm going to go eat there now. But whenever we see things like that happen in Pensacola and we get that the positive publicity of an incredible community, that's what I think we have here. And one of the things I talk about a lot with people, when I went into Leadership Pensacola, I was class of 2023, and just about 6'10", we're going to have one of my fellow classmates on with me. I did not agree politically, theologically, socially with probably a majority of the class that I was with, but I loved every single one of them and they loved me. And I think that's unique in Pensacola. A lot of the divide that we tend to see in other areas of the country, we don't see that here a lot. And kudos to Pensacola for that. We can have our differences, and we can still stay civil and still love each other. So that's, I think, a very good part of who we are. I say that, and then, of course, there's Milton, which is, I am not going to even try to do the Days of Our Milton, which is quite possibly one of my most favorite segments from outside of Transgressors Memorial. I don't understand how he does it. Andrew does an incredible job. I'm not even going to try, but holy crud, Milton. That's all I'm going to say. When you look at Milton, just, you know.
Oh, I know. I'd live there.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, they just fired your attorney.
Yeah.
And then dropped a lawsuit against the mayor. Yeah, they fired Alex. And yeah, going to hire a new law firm because the city was suing itself. And it's just it's a mess. It is a hot slap mess. The elections had a very, you know, pro Heather Lindsay lean. So obviously that meant everything's got to come swing back away from all the controversy. I really do hope that the city of Milton calms down, that things can get done. Again, I get we have differences of opinion. I certainly think that there's illegal stuff going on, especially in the sunshine laws. Things have to come to light. So that, even though the lawsuits have been waylaid and the attorney's been fired, it does not mean that those requests for documentation do not have to be honored. They still have to be honored. But, you know, for all the good news that happens every now and then, there's a Milton. And Milton's a great place. And I've known a number of people that worked for the city of Milton that are fabulous individuals that get caught up in this. I think we have to understand that if you've lived in a small town, mm-hmm. and Milton is part of Pensacola, but it's definitely a small town. I worked in Jay, Florida for 3 years at a church up there, and understanding that there's a very different dynamic. A very different dynamic, even between a Gulf Breeze and a Milton and a Pensacola and a Milton. There's every community has its own dynamic, and Milton itself has got a different dynamic than Pensacola, for better or for worse. So that's certainly the case there. We hope that Milton continues to move forward in the correct direction, and we hope that we see things, you know, shining out there. I mentioned the Board of Trustees briefly. I know we're going to get here to the news at the top of the hour. When we get back later in the 6 o'clock hour, we want to talk through the Board of Trustees, what's happening there. But we need to get to the newsroom for the headlines.
All right. Well, thank you very much. A federal judge says President Trump's employee buyout plan will be able to resume. Last month, Trump offered money to federal employees that wanted to resign their post. Multiple labor unions had filed lawsuits that said the administration didn't have the legal authority to offer those buyouts. A judge issued a freeze on that plan, but now the offer is back on the table for millions of federal workers. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says it's not realistic for Ukraine to join NATO. Hegseth made those comments Wednesday, ahead of a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contract Group in Brussels, he said the responsibility for securing a post-war Ukraine would have to fall on European troops and not the U.S. And seeing this today, two Navy pilots are now recovering after an F-18 fighter jet crashed off the California coast. Now, the Navy says the two pilots from Washington State are in stable condition after this crash into the San Diego Bay. Officials say the pilots safely ejected before the jet crashed into the water.
Yeah, and there was no houses or anything affected, which was the best part of it.
Right, yeah.
You know, if they have to eject, yeah, do it over water.
Absolutely, and they're both safe and, you know, in decent condition, getting the treatment they need now. So that's great.
That's great. And, you know, they went through flight school here.
They did. Every Navy personnel that has gone to flight school has done it here in Pensacola, another great part of who we are. And
the Navy just shows great training.
It does. Being able, I think there was a, being able to control a jet like that and have the quick-wittedness to eject safely and to make sure that nobody else is harmed in it, way to go, guys. I'm glad that you guys are safe. Thankful for our military, thankful for our Navy. We'll be back in just a bit more with some more news.